The marriage. And number two, specifically, which again this impacts on the former, is what happens if the kala is a nida at the shas nesuin. That's called chuppas nida. Okay, so that's those are the kind of the, now obviously one impacts on the other, but they're really two sugyas. So again, what is chuppa? Number one, and what happens if the kala is a nida during the chuppah. And as I mentioned, this is not a theoretical question, it's a very practical question. Halacha l'maisa, ad hayom hazeh. Now, the reason that we're discussing this, and I always like to try to stay grounded so you don't, you know, end up in outer space and you're not sure how you got it. The reason we're discussing this is because, primarily because of the Ran. The Ran, right here in the Daf Beis, got into this machlekes about what is chuppa, based off of our Gemara, which said that, according to the first day, and that's how we seems to be maskanam the Gemara, that a nesuin which was pushed off for chalahu chal sahib persinida, the husband, in any of those three scenarios, the husband need not provide mizonas for his arusa. Yeah. So the Ran said we can extrapolate, said that he claimed that there are those, seemingly the Rambam, who extrapolate from our Gemara what chuppah is. Right? As we saw yesterday, that from our Gemara you can see that chuppah is something prevented by pirsanida. Chuppah is something prevented by pirsanida. There's an equal based on pirsanida. What could that possibly be? what could chuppah be that thing? We don't know what the variable is, but now we know it's something prevented by nida. So the Ran says, oh, from here is a raya that what? He could the yalef mehacha, that chuppah is? That's your cue, guys. You're supposed to be yichud. Yichud. Yichud is, well, why does that fit well with the Gemara?
Because if she wasn't, then she'd be
let's say it in the Yichud is, why is it Yichud? Yichud is not allowed when she is a Nida. Because again, Yichud is only allowed with your wife who's a Nida after Bia, but before Bia. So even though you're making her your wife, so you might have felt like that. No, even with your own wife, you're not allowed to have Yichud when she's a Nida if you have not yet had Bia. And therefore, now the Gemara is great. Here's a Nida prevents the Nisuin, and therefore prevents the Nisuin because it's us. The Ran, so far so good? So far so good. The Ran takes issue with this position of the Rambam, and he says it's not true, and rather, how does the Ran describe? He says, Chupa is Havala Besa. Havala Besa. You bring her into your domain, to your rishus, to your house. That is what chuppah is. What does it do with ksubas daf beis? Which says that pirsa nida prevents, pushes off the suin. What? I can take my wife who is a nida, or my erusa who is a nida, and bring her home. Zuck the Ran, what? How does the Ran get out of that? How does he read our Gemara?
You can.
You can, but
you don't have to.
Chazal didn't require you to. Since it is true that what chuppah is bring her to your reshus. But where is chuppah meant to lead? Bia. It is meant to lead to Bia. You see that in other Gemaras, even today you saw that. And therefore, if it's not going to lead to Bia because she's a Nida, Chazal didn't demand of you to go through with the Nisuin. You can wait. If Chazal told me I can wait, then what follows from that? I don't have to pay mizonos because Chazal said I don't have to go through with this. She's a Nida. Could I? Yes. Do I have to? No. That's the machlokes. What's the raya that the Ran brings? Two kashas on the Rambam. I think for today we'll focus on one. Two big kashas of the Ran on the Shitas HaRambam. One is? It says that what? There's a Gemara later on your base. That what? Your base, right? Almana min. That was not a monument on the suet. Her husband, she's widowed after completing the suet. But what's the case? They're Aidim that were lo nistar of lo nivala. That marriage was never consummated. How do they know that? How can you know that?
They
saw them together. They saw that they never were in yichud, lo nistara, stira, you know what stira means? Right, not contradiction means being alone. Right, lo nistara. And then he dropped dead. So you can imagine a wedding takes place, and with no yichud going on, right, the whole wedding proceeds. No yichud, there ain't him there. No yichud, boom, he drops dead. Now when she gets she's going to get remarried now. The Gemara says her ksuba still goes down to Amana because what? She was an Amana after already she was a Nesua. After she was Nesua, there was no Yichud. So must be, you can be a Nesua. That Yichud, Bam Kasha, that's Mamish, Bam Kasha on the Rambam. Second Kasha.
Was that in the Rav?
That is in the Rav.
The other part?
It's all there, all in the Rav. Ran, by the way, is a very easy Rishon to read. So let's go through the Iran's in general are keys you read.
Yeah.
Tumana brings the case where it sounds the yeah the Amana could be a Kanado.
Oh, so the other sugya that we have to focus on is? Is what? Yesh, how do we title it? Yesh, Chupa, Psulos. The Gemara in Yevamos. Yesh, Chupa, Psulos. Which essentially seems to mean,
even though a widow cannot be with a Kohen Gadol,
even though there's an Isser involved in the relationship, they're not allowed to marry, if they go ahead with Chupa, then the Chupa is effective for whatever the Nafka Minas are of Chupa, whatever the practical impact is of Chupa. It takes hold. So says the Ran, if that's true, what would logically follow from that? So Nidah should be the same thing. Even if she's usher to you right now, you go ahead with Nisuin, it should take hold and all the halachic ramifications should be in place. So how can, he asks on the Rambam, why is he asked on the Rambam? What does the Rambam say?
She's a Nidah.
Have a Rambam with it?
Actually, does he ask it here on the Rambam or only later on? Here he just says it. V'diyev and Mahanya. Here he just says it, and then later on in fifth paragraph.
On Daf Beis, he brings this up. And he says it works. Even if I go like the Rambam, that what? In step one. That what is Chuppah?
Yichud.
If I go and do that with a Nidah, says the Rambam, what's it did? Works. Isn't this what? That's against the Rambam. Why is it against the Rambam? Because the Rambam says that Allah is over here. Now, Allah Habez is black and white. That what? She's an Arusa. L'chaldav. Right? In Allah Ha'alat, the Rambam taught us. Yichud ze, wa nekwa knisa l'chupa, wa nekwa nisun l'chumapa. Yichud is chupa, chupa is nisun. And in Bez, he says, ima yisanida, ka Arusa. Zilch. Zippo doesn't do anything. Let's focus for a minute. Well, let me first tease those two issues apart. You saw today, I think everyone got to this, the later Gemara in the fifth paragraph. And this, if you look at the Magid Mishnah here in the Rambam, on Halacha Beis, you'll see that that's what's being referred to. Okay? So this idea of if she's a Nida, it doesn't work, where does that come from? Where's the Rambam? Where's that Sach, Halacha Beis, Yud Beis? Where does that come from?
Suzdav Beis.
Not Suzdav Beis. L'chayr, that's the first. So I thought we were coming from Suzdav Beis. Right? Why did I think we're coming from I was very in Ran mode. Right? So I thought we're coming from Suzdav Beis, which is what? You can't do Chupra if she's what? If she's a Nida, if she's a Nida, you can't do it. And I, in my mind, translated can't into it won't work if you do. But the truth is, that's not where it's coming from. That's not where it's coming from. Where is it coming from? The Gemara Nafalpi, the Gemara in the fifth pack. Because the Gemara in the fifth pack explicitly deals with this issue. Right? Chenisa the Chuppah, here's the Nida. Okay, you saw the case? The Rosh, by the way, says the Pierce Nida happened before the Chenisa the Chuppah. Chenisa the Chuppah, Pierce Nida. Yeah, that's in the fifth pack. And there's Machlaikis. There's Machlaikis going on. What's a Machlaikis?
Additional
will take effect after. So we had Shitas Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah. Is what?
Is that you don't cut the Tosefis.
The Tosefis Ksuba is only triggered when?
After
Nisua. There's three parts to a Ksuba that we have today. Three parts. This is just the background. There's the Iker Ksuba. You'll see these phrases. So it's that there's Iker Ksuba. What's Iker Ksuba?
The
Monomasai, what we call Monomasai. What's Monomasai?
100
either 100 for Alman or Grusha, 200 for Besula, 100 for Bulut. Okay, that's called Iker Ksuva. That's the baseline Takanas Chazal. That's what you need to have. Yeah, good. Then there's what we're discussing now. something called Tosefes Ksuba. You ever been to a wedding? It's much more exciting to go to a chuppah, by the way, once you learn the ksubas. You have to learn the later about them. So if you listen to the ksuba being read, a lot of Aramaic there, so they'll say Tosefteda. People like all the words because it sounds, it has a nice rhyme to it. They say, he's Moisif min delay. That the chassan, but we make the standard, all chassan do this. The chassan is Moisif min delay, od. Kesef tzar of masan, right? He adds more money. He adds more money to the ksuba, more than the basin. That's called Tosefes Ksuba. And they refer to it then Tosefteda. Addition, Tosef, like the word means, it was added, he adds it. Some people even, they write in the amounts. I think by the Sfarim they do this, they write that, they write like, I'm putting 100,000 shekel in, I never chav, why it shows your love for your wife, that you're saying, if I divorce her, I'm going to give you lots of money. I never chav, which the one they do. They add money, give you a million shekel. Shows you how much they're worth. They do this, people, they put in all, they can make money, can write in a dollar about. I'll put in an extra 100,000 shekel in. So, we don't do that.
No, because if the guy dies,
we don't do that. Yeah.
They don't plan
on getting divorced. The general meaning is not like that, but it's Ashkenazi. There's a third part, by the way, which is called Nidunya. Nidunya Dein V'Teisef Tadar. What's Nidunya? This is just for your edification and knowledge. Nidunya is money that she brings into the marriage. That's what in English we call the dowry. So if she brings in, that's like, yeah, there's no sense of living in its own by herself. If she brings in money into the marriage, and he'll write connected that money to her, with certain of the monies. In other words, she brings in X amount, he'll write in, upon death or divorce, you will get that amount back. That's called that's the Nidunya, connected the Nidunya. Okay? Those are the three parts of Ksuba. The Mishnah there in the beginning of the fifth practice discussing Tosefes Ksuba. That which he adds on Rebbe Lezvon Azari says, his sheet, the Machlokas with the Tanakama, right? Machlokas with Tanakama is, if they never got to the Nisun, they all had a Erusin and then he died, or divorced, what's the din? Does she get it or not? Tanakama says she does get it. Rebbe Lezvon says, no, she doesn't get it. What do I need to have? What has to happen for her to get Tosefes Ksuba? I need to sue it. Well, now the Gemara says, I invite their Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? No? Clarity. What's the kash? There's two kashes really. I had to skip one of them. If you want to go back and look at it, I don't want to make it too long. The Gemara initially has a question of chibas chupa or chibas bia. We're going to assume on the tzad of chibas chupa. What does that mean? What you need, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what you need is that you don't need them to have bia, you need them to have what? Chuppah to then allow her to collect the Tosefes Ksuba. Again, chuppah allows her then, if he dies, to collect the Tosefes Ksuba. Frak the Gemara. What happens? Let's say she wasn't to hire for the chuppah. I know there's some question here when she became a nida. I'm going to learn that she's a nida the whole time in the Rosh Hashanah. What's the shayla? So Gemara says, "Im tim tzelom rechivas chupa kaine is chupa dechash of bia." Even if you assume that chupa allows her to collect, what kind of chupa? Kind of chupa is it a chupa that is chazil of bia, meaning she's tahora? Av chupa dechash chazil of bia lo, oh delma lo shna. What kind of chupa triggers her receiving? Does it assume? Was it a chupa that facilitate bia, or a chuppah that right now will not facilitate bia? Why not? She's a nida. And the Gemara ends in a table. So the way it comes out is, halacha l'maaseh, chuppah is what triggers, not bia. Chuppah triggers Tosefes Ksuba. But there's a teiku about what kind of chuppah. Is it any chuppah, even a chuppah is nida? Or no, it has to be a chuppah where she's still higher. And if it's not, then she won't get the Tosefes Ksuba. And then we're into the teiku. Okay, what do you pass in if there's a teiku? Right, we have to know what to do. Let's say you're presented with this shayla. Right? She was an ida. They had chuba. And he dropped that. Does she get Tosefes Ksuba? And where's his teiku? What are you passing? Don't tell me teiku, I don't know what to do. So, what are we going to say? Well, what's the shy? What's the shy that we're discussing?
Is it a goal? Suing world.
Well, what shy that we discuss? What we're going to say, right? We're going to say, this woman is coming forward to collect what? To collect, as I said, it's tuba, right? So what are we going to say to her? Bring me a proof that what? That you actually have chuppah, which gives you, which grants you, as I said, it's tuba. Can she do that? Can she bring such proof? No. Because the machlok is in the Gemara, and it's a teiku. So what are you doing as a teiku? Sorry. She's not going to get the tzedakah suba. She can't. Who has the money? He has the money. The husband has the money. You want to get it from his estate. It's a teiku in the Gemara. Sorry. Yeah? You with me? So that lechor is poshut that halacha lemaisu, she's not going to get the tzedakah suba. Lemaisu. Comes along the riff, and he doesn't say she doesn't get the money. He writes, Hilkach, ain't a kain. Ain't a kain. What does ain't a kain sound like? Not just that she doesn't get the money. What was ain't a kain?
He wasn't kain to her.
He wasn't kain to her at all with this nesuah. And that's how the Rambam understands the riff. Which means it's not a matter of the fact that it's not just that she can't get cash. There's other nafkaminas. So we didn't really discuss this so much. What does the suin do? What does nesuin halachically impact? I mean, the kiddushin is kiddushin. What does nesuin do?
Submit them to like.
So one is a heter lebala. That's what the Rambam and halacha aleph that you saw, right? The four nesuin. So he's asur at least, meaning the rabbanon, right? Asur arusa asur lebala nevesur. You saw the Rambam halacha aleph. So number one is that she's forbidden to him until they have nesuin. What else? We saw some of it here. No, it's different.
Now she goes
okay.
Right.
She's not yours.
I know it's a different visa, but
everyone agrees still with it.
But what else happens when this nesuah takes place?
She's part of the Jerusha.
If she dies, he's Yerusha. It's called Yerusha. Or Metamila. Let's say he's a Kohen. So he's a Kohen. And she dies before nesuah. Can he be metamifer? Can he go to Levi? No. Only after Nisuin. So the certain halachic nafkaminas, monetary, is that happened when? Only from Nisuin. Says the Ran in the Rif. Just like we're saying she won't get the seventh ksuba. Why? Because she was in Nida during the chuppah. All those other nafkaminas also. Nothing happened. Zero. Nothing happened. Who agrees with the riff?
The Rambam.
The Rambam, because what the Rambam says in the Rabbeis, Hari Karu, Chuba's Nida, Hari Karusa Adai. She is an Arusa. Why is she an Arusa? Again, this is all coming from Afnun Vav. What is the Afnun Vav saying? Let's go with this for a second. Riff and, right, the Rambam doesn't like this. But let's go with this riff and Rambam. What's it saying in Daf Nun Vav? Why? Why is the nesuin not work effective when she's a nida?
She couldn't prove
it. The lashon of Gemara. What's the lashon of Gemara? He says chibas chuba koyin chuba dechazib. We're saying chibas chuba is koyin. He, the husband, what's his das for chuba? But what kind of chuba? That's chazil lebiya. Ava chuba lo chazil lebiya. Look. So what's blowing up this chuppas nida? What's the problem in the chuppas nida? The problem is what?
Done.
He says, I'm not, this isn't the chuppah that I have in mind. She's not chazil lebiya. Step, now, the pashup shachik was, I mean, therefore there's no tosefes ksuba. But now the riff of the Ram are saying, they're saying, no, there's no chuppah at all. No kinin chuppah, there's no kinin nesuah. There's a kinin, which is interesting.
There's no nisuin at all.
There's no nisuin at all. Now, this, none of this is nafkamina. Getting back to what Ben said before. None of this is coming from nafkamina. What was nafkamina referring to in the Rambam? When we said the raya from the zone that proved that it's yichud. What was that referring to? What were we proving from that base? That you were pushing off your nesuin because what? What did the Ran say? What's the raya from that base? To the Rambam. Why? Here's the go boss, through the siachi. We were talking about what over there. We're talking about an isser.
Why does he have to pay?
An isser with his siachi. Why does he not have to pay? Because he can't get married. Why can he not get married? Why is it also really married? Because she's a nida, I can't do chuppah. What's chuppah? Again, we say something that's also to do with a nida, i.e. What are we discussing here in the fifth paragraph? See this? You seem not to be discussing anything about the Isser. No, even if I go to the Rambam and say that it's referring to everything. Am I talking about the prohibition of having Yichud with a Nida? What am I talking about? Once it happens, does it work? Right? Once it happens, does it work? And that seems to be very much a das issue. Because he have das. What kind of das? What kind of chuba did he have in mind? What's the name? Either a chuba that leads to be, or maybe not. We're not sure. That's called chibas chuba, right? Chibas chuba. So there's two distinct sugyas here. Right, you're with me? The Rana da Bey seems to say we can extrapolate from the Gemara that there's something that's usser, chub is usser with a nida. That must be yichud. And there's another, what if I did it? Oh, it doesn't work because she was a nida. And that's a take on the Gemara, not anunuva. There's an interesting question. I don't think I hadn't quite formulated this way in my mind, but I was wondering, why do I need these two sugyas? Why do I need these two sugyas, Bechal? Haray, it's usher for him to have yichud, right? It's usher for him to have yichud.
So he goes boxing.
So, one you could say, you just did it anyway. I'll tell you what. Where I came to the question. Halacha Beis in the Rambam, after he told us that it's Yichud, he says, "Umishitores the chuppah nigreis nesu'a avu yishalun nivala pushti eruya lebila." She has to be tahira. Avu yimaisa nida avu yishnipas the chuppah means yachin ima lo gomra nesu'a mari karuza nai. So it comes out, who's the Rambam talking about? Someone who did what?
He still did it anyways.
He did it anyway. He did something that was usher. Right? He did something, really, we just said it's usher to do. Yeah, with me? It's usher to do. But the Rambam is telling you, if you went ahead and you did it anyway, your taka doesn't work. But again, why does it not work? What do we just see? Why does it not work? And the Magen Mishnah brings them. So the Rambam, why does it not work? Nothing to do with the fact that it was usher. That's not pshat. It's that we have a suffix, the Gemara, Nun Vav. Maybe he, in his mind, he wants what? A chuppah, a ru'uya, lebiya.
How do you know it's from the Dabas?
Because of the Isser and the Heter. That's what Chibas Chuppah means. That's what Chibas Chuppah means. He's referring to the Gemara. So I found a very interesting question. I just found this yesterday. In the Beis Shmuel, I saw it was quoted, in the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is one of the commentaries in Shulchan Aruch. This Beis Shmuel. I'm going to quote two, so they'll get you. This is found in Siman Samach Aleph. Siman Samach Aleph is the part discussing what we discussed now in the fifth paragraph. Siman Samach Aleph discusses Chuppas Nida. Okay? What's the Psaach, by the way? What's the Psaach in Shulchan Aruch? Rambam or Ran?
Rambam.
He brings both days. Yeah, he brings two days. He brings the Rambam, and then he says, Ve'ishom the Dafkulin, he says,
Abba holds your bar mark in the sua.
Did you say we hold like the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch?
Could be. Could be. On that, the Beis Shmuel asks what I found to be an interesting question. Kosh, it's the second Rambam from the book. The Sfilin Chuba Haim Yichud, Ma'am Yibodi B'Shas, piercing the mouth. Why is the Gemara asking, what's the din in piercing the mouth? Yimahan Yichuba B'Shidah or Mahan? To ha'asir l'hisyah et ima. Ve'ich sal g'daydach d'kayin. Ve'isa v'yichud shal iser. Poshik Sharab Reish Kedushin, Ve'ichach l'un v'yichud shal iser. Ve'ich kol yichud shal iser. He's bothered by something interesting. I have to look up the Ram that he's quoting, but he says, I don't understand. This yichud that they're having is completely awesome. Mm-hmm. Completely awesome. She's an eater. The Ramah Siv Bey, the Halacha Beis, where he says, oh, he had yichud. So Fred Beishma, I don't understand. This is the yichud of Israel. How could he be cleaner with the yichud of Israel? He quotes a Ram, I have to find it, in Kedushin, and he says, you can't be kona with it. They were talking about Kedushin. You can't be kona with a B of Israel. An act which is an act of Isser isn't going to work. So what's the Gemara Bechlal handling in the fifth paragraph of Tzukas? What's it handling in the Gemara? Does the Chupas Nida work? This is totally Asr Lefi the Rambam. Totally Asr. Yichud, Chupas Yichud. You're not allowed. He says that's Asr. Like he asked straight up. Eich Kone Yichud Shal Isser. So much so that what does he go on to say? How does he answer that question? He says, you know, maybe the case is, I try to tire this out and then choose piercing. Maybe the case is, they started Yichud, Chuppah, and then what happened? She was piercing either right then in the middle. Why does that make it better? Because it didn't start a bit, yes, sir. No, that's what he said. It didn't start this. She was piercing either in the middle. Problem with that is the Mechor, she's been calling her already. Okay. So here's question number one. The Beis Shmuel's catch. If his Yichud is Yichud of Isser, why does the Rambam, why does the Gemara, have to have this whole other Mechor for why Chubas Nida maybe doesn't work? Just say it's Asr. You with me? That's the Beis Shmuel's catch. It's Asr. It's Asr. I don't need to get to the fact of Chibas, Chuba of Bia, etc.
Didn't want to answer by saying they were only talking about the Shardvarim, not the Tosefes?
The Rad says that, but I'm in Rambam world. I'm going in Rambam world, where the Chuppah is an absolute zero. Anyway, I mean, he's going to ask that Kasha, I think, even on the Rad, I'm sure, but okay. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, you look tonight, in Shulchan Aruch in Nun Hei, here on the sheet. This is where in Shulchan Aruch it discusses what is Chuppah. What is Chuppah? Halacha Maisa, what is Chuppah? And it ends up being Machlekes. Machaber here writes, you have it in front of you. It's in the Shulchan Aruch Nun Hei, towards the middle of he says, the yichud's in the middle. The yichud's there. I never kinesis lechupa. The one I call the sur lechamaka. Sound familiar to you? Who is that? You gotta know that by now. Who is that? Yichud's there. I never kinesis lechupa. The one I call the sur lechamaka. That's the Rambam. Alhal. Which is the Chara often supports Rambam's rebate. He does that either. Okay. So who does the Mechaber go like? You know who the Mechaber is? Yeah, you with me? No? Mechaber is the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Karim, they say the Shulchan Aruch is called the Mechaber. The Mechaber, yes, the Mechaber says like the Rambam. Mechaber says like the Rambam. Says the Rambam. You see, it's in different fonts. There, Yeshu, you with me? V'yesh Aymrim, the Chuba Eir Yichud. The Ramah begins to quote other Shitas. Ela Kol Shevi'a Chasan Abeis L'Shem Nisun. Sound familiar?
That's the Ram.
That's the Ram. Then he brings other dais. Yeshom dechupam et parzen sudar al rosham. Some say it's putting a cloth on their heads. Some people have minigit, or a talis, or a pechas in the kala. Yeshom dechupam besulash mishumei numa. Okay. Now, minute pasher, skip a line. The minute today, likros chupam magmish machnis shem yiria prus al gabe kunsais. We put a canopy. Umachnis and tachte al chas in the kala barabim. Mekadshu shem avarachin shem yirchazeres and resun, etc. So the Rambam discusses what we do the ma'isa, what we get our chuppah that you're familiar with, but you guys, till we learned the city of thought of as a chuppah, which is poles, canopy, that's this Rambam. And those are two shitas. Mechaber seems to go like the Rambam, you need what? Yichud? The Rambam says, no, maybe not. You don't need yichud, we can do other things. Other things. Maybe like the Ran, these other shitas. Now, if you take a look, flip the page.
With the Ramah here is the Shulchan Aruch Yehuda, you see the other example, which is here.
Yeah, no, he's saying the Yehuda, it's not Yehuda. It's not Yehuda. And now look at this. Like the Ramah story. There's a very fascinating line here in the Chalukah B'Chayki, another one of the commentaries here on the page of Shulchan Aruch. And again, I highly recommend that you open the Shulchan Aruch and don't be my photocopies. You should familiarize yourself with what a page in Shulchan Aruch looks like. But you probably never opened up a Shulchan Aruch in your life. And you've opened up a Shabura, probably. A Shabura has Shulchan Aruch in it, but a Shulchan Aruch which looks like this is probably not something you've opened often. So you should familiarize yourself with that. So the Chalukah B'Chayki said the following. On that Ramah, where it says, he writes, what does that mean? Everyone agrees it's not Yichud. So you're freaking out. You're saying, what do you mean everyone agrees with that? How can you say that? We just got finished saying, the Mechaber goes like the Rambam, that what? Chub is Yichud. So how can you say, Kuli Alma Modu B'Zeh? Now, why on earth does the Chalukah B'Chayki seem to say such a wild thing? He says, the Haran, he'd be right with him in the Gemara. Amar ben Asura, ain't that a little bit modern? Lo Nistar? What does he bring? What does he bring to prove that Kuli Alam Odu is it?
He brings the Rambo.
The Ran's Kash? What was the Ran's Kash? We discussed today. What's the Ran's Kash?
In a case where it sounds like not you.
There's A and there's Lo Nistar. So what's the Chalukah B'Chayki saying here? Everyone agrees that Chul is not Yichud. So you ask, what do you mean everyone agrees? What about the Rambam? What about the Shulchan Aruch, who you're commenting on? They just said you need Yichud. So what does the Chalukah B'Chayki say? But the Ran is such a Baal Kash. The Ran is a Baal Kash. It's such a good Kash. What's the Kash? There's Eidim and they never were alone. They never had Yichud, and yet what is it called? Almanim in? Ha? Nisun. They had Nisun, even though they were never alone. That's a Raigan. So what does it seem like the Chalukah B'Chayki is claiming?
The Rambam is wrong.
No, I disagree. For two reasons. One is that Achronim don't say about Rishon in general they're wrong. Only Mishnah Aleph has it. And second of all, and he doesn't say that. He says near the Kulei Alma Modu was there. Who's Kulei Alma?
Rambam.
Including the Rambam. So I don't. He's not saying the Rambam is wrong, Shir. That's not.
The Shita.
That's not what he's saying.
Chuppah is not Yichud. We're not going to understand it.
He said. What's he saying? He says Kulei Alma Modu didn't say.
He'll admit.
Who's he? No problem. The Rambam will admit that what?
Yichud is not Chuppah.
Chuppah is not Yichud. Now that seems like a pretty wild thing to say, right? Because what does the Rambam seem to say black and white?
Yeah,
he says chuppah is yichud is nesur. What's going on? Interesting, no? Take a look at the next marabah. The Beis Shmuel. Another Beis Shmuel, new Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel quotes a Bach. Bach is another commentary on the tour. The Bach says, you see it? Second paragraph, you with me? I'll read it with you right now. I am Bach, and the Sam, because we do kol ha'days. By the way, we pretty much do this. We like to do all the days and getting there. So in the morning, mechasen rosh hakal b'sudah, we cover the kala's face with a cloth. What's that called in modern language?
Veil. Veil.
What?
Veil.
A veil.
No. What do you call it in a way?
A
veil. What's a veil on?
Bedekin.
People think, when they come from America, that bedekin means like bodek, which means to check. So you're checking if she's the right girl. No, bedekin is Yiddish, and it means to cover. You are covering, you are called a veil. That's one sheet of hoofed. And then what we do, we're posting, we put a canopy. And we do, and
that's one sheet.
We do all these things today in our way. So first we do the bedekin, then we do the canopy thing. But the Iker Chuppah, third line says, the Bach is open chasa v'kala yachad achar chuppah. They eat together. Yachad. V'chein yish l'mnoa b'os ha'shah. That moment when they're eating together, they're looking at Shom Rabin. You shouldn't allow many people to go in there, etc. You shouldn't allow many people to go in there. You shouldn't allow many people to go in there. Frag the Bishop, that was all the Bach. Frank the Mishmah on the second to the last, third to last line, you mashkot the Mishmah, no the Chumash Rabbin, mashmah what the Mishmah says, I don't understand about it. You're not allowed a lot of people going in where the Chazan and Kal are. Sounds like you're allowed to have a few people. So he says, mashmah what the Mishmah says, they ain't Tamadar. Habayin yichud chazal abin. Frank the Mishmah, what does it help to have a few people going in and not a lot of people? Harry, what do we need to have? We need what he calls a yichud chazal abia. So the yishmol no shli yishmol shumada. What do we do at our weddings? We put two of them outside, bodyguards. No one's coming in. No one's coming into yichud. No one, not a soul. No one's going in. Why?
Because then you
yichud royal abia. That's the yishmol's cash on the back. How would the Chelkas Mechaykek answer the Yishmol and the Bach? Chelkas Mechaykek just said a minute ago, what? Everyone agrees you don't need what? Who the mother was that? I would claim that answers the Yishmol's Kash and the Bach. Here we go. You ready? Listen up to this. Here's my claim, and if you look at the base mayor, which we'll do later, you'll see that he says this. This is going to answer all the kashas. Here's the kashas, and here's the tares. Ready? Kasha number one, we'll do this quickly. Kasha number one we had before, we had the Yishmol from Simon Samaral, who said, why do I bechlal need a whole sugya of chuppas nida? Of course it doesn't work. Why? It's also to have yichud with a nida. Question number two. We have the bam kasha of the Ran on the Rambam, where the Gemara says, mefurish what? No yichud, no stira, no nesua. Question number three, we have a Bach who says, you can allow a few people into the yichud room, but not so many. What sense does that make? Frak the Beis Shmuel. What do you mean? You can't allow anyone in. You have to be the yichud. So I want to claim, and this is really a fun claim, that at least this part of the puzzle we can answer with one switch in the Rambam. I challenge you. Does, we just read right now in the Beis Shmuel, you need what? A yichud? Haroy Labia. What's a Yichud Haroy Labia? Be careful. What's a Yichud Haroy Labia? What's a Yichud Haroy Labia? The Beis Shmuel said. Yichud Chaz Labia. What's Yichud Chaz Labia?
Situation.
That means, yeah, the situation is?
Where you are able to have you in that moment.
It's totally alone. We're assuming that people aren't prudes, they don't have to be in front of other people. In Allah, we generally assume that. That means you're totally alone. Did the Rambam say that? Did the Rambam say? You've seen this happen many times.
No.
The Rambam would say that the Yichud has to be Roy Labi. Sean?
No.
I'm just saying. So, Nigger, can you
stop? He did say something has to be Chaz Labi. What has to be Chaz Labi?
Her.
Good. She has to be. Right? He said. Who's Ru'uya Labi'ila?
She
who's Re'uya Lebi'ila, who's fit for Bia. She is, means she's Tahor, she's not in Nida. I want to claim, the Achronim claim, the Rambam, and I'm going to go like the Chalkis Machlokik, you ready for this? The Rambam does agree, like the Chalkis Machlokik says, you don't need Yichud. What do I mean you don't need Yichud? How can I say it? The Rambam says you need Yichud. You don't need a Yichud Dechaz Lebi'a. You don't need what we call a halachic yichud. What's halachic yichud today? What's forbidden for you guys to be alone? To be totally alone. Good. To be totally alone. What we call halachic yichud when you're in the usher, right? You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. If I'm willing to say that you don't need that, everything is good. Why is everything in the world good?
Because in the Bach, there should be a few people in the
world. Because the Bach makes sense. Why is the Bach sense?
Because you don't actually.
You need to be in private, but without crowds, but a few people. That's no problem. What else makes sense? What's huge? What's huge? What's huge?
She can be fit for me
what's
in
huge?
The crowd. People can go in and out.
Now, the Bach, what's huge? What is the answer? We need a border. We need a border.
The Ron's cash of the Rambam.
The Ron's cash of the Rambam. The Bam Kasha! To get to the Gemara says you can be in the suit with one Adam at what? Low? Give me the word. Low what?
Listera.
She was never totally alone. The Rama would say, I agree with you. Her Adam, she was never totally alone. She's still like, Yichud, what kind of Yichud did she have? Being alone, but not totally alone. Not how I. She was. In private, without being totally alone.
works
with that Gemara beautifully. It also explains the Beis Shmuel's cash over there in Samachalaf. Why? The Beis Shmuel said what? Why do we need this whole sugi in the fifth parak about Chumas Nida? It's Aser. It's Aser to have Yichud with a Nida. So of course it's not Kaine. Right,
not,
that was his gosh.
It's not really.
The answer is it's not talking about Yichud, which would be Aser. So it's not Aser. If it's not Aser, so I would think what? It should work. Okay, now I can get into his Das. Chibas Bi, Chibas Chupa, Chibas, right? Seder, that's all. After Dirty Mutter, because they're not fully Yichud means being in private without being alone.
So it's not fully Yichud, that's not
Yichud. Not fully Yichud.
That's not Yichud.
And it's been doing it in the Rambam, as some of you were Meirer. Because the Rambam, when he brings it, it's such a mandalosha. What does the Rambam say?
Yeah.
He says, also, right, he's talking about, he's also be with her before the Suin, right? At what? She yaviosa l'sof beiso v'yisyached ima v'yafrishena lo. Why, again, what's the Rambam doing? Bring her to your house, be misyached with her, and yafrishena lo, designate her, separate her for you. But why? Just say what? Ad sheb. What's his business? Yovil so beso, yafrishenalo. What we're suggesting is that the Rambam is much closer to the Ran than the Ran thought. You know who didn't learn like what I'm saying now? The Ran. Because the Ran brings the Ran from that base.
He says back to his house, which is.
And now he has nothing to do with that base. Because the way I'm learning the Rambam is what? According to the Rambam, I'm going to say it succinctly. According to the Rambam, can I do Nisuin with an Ida? Can I do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which means what falls apart if I say those words? The whole Raya of the Ran from Daf Beis doesn't exist. Not shot. So this is not like the Ran. I'd be scared to do that, but the Achron we're doing it. So I feel a bit, okay? Feel a bit more confident. There's no more Raya from Daf Beis. Because I want to suggest that even the Rambam, you don't need an absolute alone Yichud. You don't need it. Really, the Rambam is a lot closer to the Ran. And what's the whole idea of Chuppah? What's the whole idea of this doing? Bring your what? Into your Rishus. Just what's the Rambam emphasizing, which the Ran doesn't? You not only need to bring her to your house, but you need to be with her together in that Rishus. Could there be a few people hanging around in the Bach? Yup. So we're now no longer in the world of Isser. It's a whole new concept of Yichud. Now, I got way over time. And the question that we're still remaining with, which is, this is still, what question is still difficult? Even, you'll see this tonight, as you go through all the Marmar Kaimis that we didn't do tonight, specifically the Beis Meir, you'll see it there. You'll see Beis Meir, who was one of Jolei Achronim, hundreds of years ago. He says this pshat, so it's not just me. What question is still lurking as a big problem in the Rambam? Don't forget about what? Yesh chuppah le'psul, the Ran's kasha in the fifth parak, right? What's the kasha yesh chuppah in the first parak? At the end of the day, if you have an nisuin with a nida, which according to me you could do, halachically, does it work or it doesn't work? The Rambam says it doesn't work. The Rambam says it's against the Gemara. That's still a problem. You with me? You got a lot of homework to do, Rabbi. Oh, 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 oh,